What's up, guys? You are now tuned in to the AGT Champions After Show. Tonight, we're going to be discussing returning contestants, AGT highlights, and, of course, the winner. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
What's up, guys? We're back for the finale of AGT Champions. Wow. Princess, how do you feel?
I can't believe we made it. Like, we have so many thoughts. I'm excited to get into them, but we made it. Where did the time go?
I'm so sorry. I'm your host, Tyra Prude, and then I have my lovely co-host, Princess.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to finally be able to talk about the finale and also, like, looking back, think about Brian's shade earlier that we were talking about.
Brian low-key gave us the tea, and we just did not know yet. But yes. Now that we've watched this final episode, we are ready to dig in on the tea.
Absolutely.
So let's just go ahead and get right into it. What were your overall thoughts of this episode?
Oh, my gosh. So you and I were on the same page. We were like, what in the world are we watching? The first hour and a half was an absolute waste.
It was a waste. Now, we love AGT. We did not understand why there were so many recaps. It was just a lot of, pointless time wasted.
Right.
We just wanted to see the contestants.
Right, or at least, like, performances from the contestants. And they did bring back a couple people. I was like, okay, some redemption. Mm-hmm. But there are other people I was like...
When Tokyo Myers came out, I was like, didn't they get eliminated? I was just really confused. Like, it was just, and we talked about this last week. We were like, we're wondering what's going to happen next week because they've already went through all of the acts. So we're like, oh, are they going to do another act? Like, I personally just feel like they could have just gotten it out the way last week.
They sure could have. It was, like, such a waste. I mean, there were some elements. Like, it's cool to recap the history and talk with Simon. But as for, like, the dragon, that irritated
me. Oh, my God, the dragon. It was, like, shameless plug. Like, oh, let's go ahead and throw this dragon. We don't have anything else to talk about. It's not like the fans are waiting to see who the winner is. Let's just go ahead and just throw in this dragon, and we're going to promote How to Train Your Dragon. That's cool, but we want to see who's the winner. Like, we were just really kind of over that. It was very interesting, but, I mean, needless to say, we ended up figuring out who was the winner and all of that jazz, but we wish we could have just gotten to it sooner, or we could have gotten more acts that were a part of, you know, the show.
Yeah.
But before we go ahead and dive into our winners and all of that, since they gave us a lot of highlights, let's go ahead and talk about those highlights. So how did you feel? We did have a few people come back that were really good. We had Cirque du Soleil. How did you feel about them?
So Cirque du Soleil is like, it's always hard to pronounce, but but to me, it's interesting. I've always wanted to watch them, but I never wanted to, like, pay because I wasn't sure what I was going to get.
Yeah.
So it was good to see. It's not something that personally, like, I would pay for, but I know it's very popular, and it was cool to see them perform. Once again, I didn't see the relevance.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining. You know, it was better than a dragon.
I agree. So. It was really cool. I liked how it was, like, they had this kind of, I don't know, it was kind of, like, African attire on, and they had, like, their feathers and all of that and the different kind of prints and how they danced around, and I thought it was really cool how they had, like, the seats saw and they were bouncing off, flipping. I thought it was really cool how they would flip on one side and land literally on the edge, and then the other person would flip and land on the edge. Like, it was a really cool act. Again, I agree. I didn't understand why it was going. Like, we've seen them before. Why did they need to come back?
No one knows
but,
for sure.
You know, it was cool to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free show. People pay a lot of money to see Cirque du Soleil. So,
and like, I guess, okay. I mean, since they were pretty much giving us a rundown of America's Got Talent history and all of that anyway, maybe that was the reasoning of why they were like, ooh, let's bring back memorable acts. But I thought that was the purpose of Champions, so I don't know.
I don't know. I have so many thoughts, but no.
Yeah, but they were great. And then also, I mean, we did get some of the contestants involved. So we had Brian Justin Crum, Christina Ramos, and Deadly Games do a whole, like, combined performance. How did you feel about their performance?
I loved that, and I was telling you at the table, like, I wish we would have had that that energy throughout the season. There were so many low moments in the show. We had some great high moments, but just Christina, she brought it. And then Brian, brought it. And then Deadly Games, amazing. I was like, this is what we were looking for. This feels like the champions.
Yeah, to me. And that's, I really liked how they did this. I thought it was a great performance. I thought it was cool just combining them all together. And I feel like that's what we've been missing. Like, that's what this whole episode should have been about, them coming together as groups and seeing how they worked well together. Right. Like, I know this isn't like American Idol. I know they used to do that in the past where they would have them go into groups, but they could have done something like, I just think it was, like, so much dead air. Like, I mean, it wasn't dead air, but a lot of pointless things, you know, happening where when Brian and Christina and Deadly Games came out, I was just like, okay, yes, finally. Like, we wanted to see the people who were a part of the show this whole season. We didn't want to see all of the extra. So I was happy that they put that in there, but we needed more of that.
Absolutely. I mean, and Shin did an amazing job. Like, I was excited to see him, too. So, yeah, it was, like, the relevant acts. Cool. And I personally wasn't as opposed to the people that were eliminated early on, because sometimes you do want to see, you know, maybe you have that fan favorite, or maybe they came back and they want to redeem themselves. They're just going to blow everyone, like, blow it out of the park. But yeah, I thought, like, those were the best performances from Shin, from Brian, Christina, and Deadly Games. Like, those were the highlights for the evening for me.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was happy for that they did end up doing something. But I just think next time, for future reference, maybe we should get a little more of that. I just think the whole episode should be more combined acts to just give them another chance to hit the stage before they find out if they won or not.
And less dragons. I don't want to see that
again. And less dragons. But before we go ahead and get into our next topic, would you like to tell the viewers how they can stay tuned and continue to watch?
Yes, absolutely. So, guys, like Tyra said, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, just leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has been so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows, guys.
Yes, keep liking, keep subscribing. We love you guys, and thank you for, you know, making us the ESPN of TV Talk, like Princess said. So, okay, let's go ahead and dive back in. I feel like we've kind of already talked about our least favorites of the episode. Do you have a few more that you want to touch on?
We covered Tokyo, the dragon. I will never, never, ever let that go. I thought that the Muppets performance, I thought it was cute, but
it wasn't. Oh, when Darcy Lynn, Darcy had came back and she did her performance with his name? Rolf the Wolf. The dog.
Close.
Right.
Yes. I think just compared to the other champions' performance, like, I want to put it in that category. That was my least of those three performances. Mm-hmm. The clairvoyance, like, I wasn't really interested at that point. And I don't know if it was just because I was like, why are they even here? But it was just kind of like,
why.
Okay, maybe that was
that, that was why.
I was like, sure.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think any acts that had nothing to do with the contestants was my least favorite, because like you said, we wanted to see the contestants that we've been watching this whole season. We didn't want to see the extra. We didn't want to see flashbacks, you know? Nope. But it was cool. I'm happy they had the opportunity to come back. But again, it was kind of just like, why? Who else? I mean, there were some good ones that came back, like Jackie, I don't want to mispronounce her last name.
Ivanko.
Yes. She came back and she did amazing. Again, I was still kind of confused, but she was beautiful. She had this beautiful blue dress. She was there promoting her new album. What did you think about her performance?
I liked her in the initial like round that she was in, and I thought that she, or was hoping that she would have gone further. So I am a Jackie fan. Hating the just you know, hitting that dead horse, I do think that it would have been nice if we had seen another performance from mm-hmm. someone in the Champions besides that, which just made me remember, like, I guess technically the opening was a performance from all of them, right? Mm-hmm. With Preacher and him interacting with everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe that counted, but I would have actually preferred an actual stage performance mm-hmm. instead of the opening with Preacher.
Yeah, but with that, I think that was more just a Preacher trying to find someone to do a duet act with. Like, he was just kind of going around asking them, like, oh, how can we work together? Things like that.
That was stage, though. I think that was a performance.
It was
very stage.
Yeah, it was a performance, but it wasn't like... It wasn't a performance. It was, you could tell it was, like, acted out. I don't know how to describe it. It was just something to entertain the guests. But I didn't think of it as, like, an act for the judges to watch and be like, oh, my God, this is amazing, you guys together.
Yeah, I think that Jackie's performance could have been, like, just replaced with an actual performance from mm-hmm. Preacher or Preacher and somebody. It could have been a way to resolve the opening.
You know what would have been cool also if we had my favorite, Ksenia Semenova, yes. perform with maybe Brian and Christina again, or doing like some kind of song as she did the stand. Like, or, she would have been someone that I would have wanted to watch.
Or even like, I think Susan would have been a good pairing for her, or what is her name? The young one, I can't remember her name.
Angelica,
I think that would have been a good pairing, because she just, the way that she sings, it just brings out an emotion. And then Ksenia, her work also touches you emotionally. So I think that would have been a good replacement for Jackie, which I love Jackie, but we just want to keep it relevant.
Yeah,
you know?
We could have kept it relevant by using how they did Brian, Christina, and Deadly Games. They should have just did that throughout the whole show. That would have been so much more entertaining. And but I mean, I guess, like you said, we don't want to continue to, I guess, talk about that. We can just go ahead and get into the eliminations. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
So first of all, they had the top five. They mm-hmm. eliminated by groups of five. How did you feel about the first group? The first group had Ketchy, Brian Justin Crumb, and Christina Ramos. Were you expecting those three to be grouped together, or how did you feel about them?
So it's interesting, when I first saw it, because I thought that Brian would go further, I immediately thought, okay, well, this is a top three, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, how are they going to recover from this? Because I thought they were all going to make it through. Mm-hmm. I did agree with Christina, but I think that Ketchy did amazing, Brian did amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought they should have gone further. So, I wasn't sure what they were doing when they brought those three together.
It was shocking, because they kind of put three heavy hitters immediately in the beginning, and it was just kind of left you confused. But I love Brian, but I did definitely agree with Christina making it to the top five. Mm-hmm. She just blew me away from the beginning. I loved how she began just so subtle, and then she turned into this complete rock star. That's true. Was the one that we were saying pretty much created her own genre of music. I was so happy to see that she made it to at least the top five, so I thought that was really cool. So in the second elimination, the three in this group were Susan Boyle, John Dorenbos, and Darcy Lynn. And then Darcy Lynn was the one who made it to the top five. How do you feel about that lineup?
Oh my gosh, I wish that everyone was at the table with us. We were talking about how Darcy Lynn was the wild card. Like, she didn't even make it. And
let's save that to the last.
Listen. Like, she's amazing. I don't want to take any credit from any of these talent. They're all amazing. But I don't think she should have been in the top five, like, especially compared to those three. And again, she was a wild card. Like, she was eliminated early on.
I totally agree. I think Susan Boyle should have probably took that one home. It just wasn't fair to me, like, that she, or even if she wasn't even, if Susan wasn't in the group, Darcy shouldn't have gotten it over Brian.
No, not at all.
He should have made it to the top five, too. So I was really upset about that. But I mean, so Darcy, when she made it to the top five in the second elimination, then we get to the third, and that one was Paul Potts, Angelica Hale, and Preacher Lawson. How did you feel about Preacher making it to the top five?
That was another situation where I was surprised. As much as I love Paul Potts, I actually thought Angelica would have gone over him. So I was surprised. I wasn't mad. I was okay.
Wait, over Preacher?
Over Paul.
Oh, well.
And Preacher, for that matter.
Okay.
But especially, like, Paul. I think Preacher, like, I agreed with it. But I like, again, I thought that Angelica, I mean, I thought she would have gone further.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not as bad as the previous round, but
yeah. I don't know. I think Angelica was amazing. I think she's gonna do well. She has a beautiful voice. She's so young. She has so much life ahead of her. I wasn't really too upset by her not at least making it to the top five, because it's just like she has a bright future ahead. Mm-hmm. I did like that Preacher lost and made it. Okay, this episode, I feel like we really got to see his personality.
Yeah.
You know, we got those little five-second snippets, and even with his performances, we got a little out of him. But this episode, I really realized how funny he was.
Right.
It was like something was just missing from the beginning. I don't know if you had that feeling, too.
I agree. I think, I don't know if it was nerves, but that opening scene, like the first few minutes, I was like, this was better than his sets to me, like, throughout the season. So I agree with you. I was like, oh, wow, this guy, he is really funny. So, like I said, I agreed with it, you know, like, I agree with you about Angelica. Like, I did think she was going to go further, but she has the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. She's going to do well. So, I mean, I wasn't mad at Preacher.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that either. And even, like, when they announced, like, Preacher, you made it to the top five, he was like, why did you take so long to say that? Like, he's just funny. Like, he's funny, and I was really happy to see him make it to the top five. Okay, so then for the fourth elimination, they actually only eliminated one person, and two people made it to the top five. And in that bracket was Deadly Games, Ksenia Semenova, and Shin Lim. And of course, Ksenia Semenova and Shin Lim made it to the top five. I'm not even going to argue on this, because that was well deserved.
Yeah,
Deadly Games was good, but those two deserve to be in the top five. That was probably the only one that I was just like, yes, this is what was supposed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I love Deadly Games too, and I thought their performance tonight was amazing. I thought it was their best throughout for the entire season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one, I think we were both on the same page. Like, if Shin doesn't make it and Ksenia, like, we're going to flip a table.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into, as we eliminate, top five, who came in fifth place, fourth place, third place, and so on. So, in fifth place, Preacher Lawson got fifth place. How do you feel about that?
I think that should have gone to Darcy Lynn.
For sure.
She should not have been there in the first place.
Yeah, she should have
gone immediately.
Yeah, she should have gone immediately. I completely agree. And I'm just still not understanding. I don't know. Maybe we need to just research this wild card thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because who had to say? Yeah, we know that the 50 states were the super fans, because we were confused on that too. Like, what super fans when they don't give us an option to vote? But those were already randomly picked and selected.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more of a background or understanding of why, who was over the wild cards, who made the decision to bring this person back. To me, it sounds like a lot of politics, but I don't know. I just don't think, I don't understand how Darcy came back. She's amazing. She's talented. Don't get me wrong. But to be in this top five, I think other people deserve to be in the top five over her.
Absolutely. It's like she got eliminated early on, you know, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, there's the redemption aspect to it, but still it was like, I could have put someone else in that slot. You
definitely
know? So, like,
you know what I would have loved to see? I'm sorry not to go off track, but I would have loved to see one of the dog acts come back. You know, when they had the dog performances?
Yeah.
And that would have been a good wild card pick, I feel like. I really enjoyed them, and I got emotionally attached to their dogs.
I mean, I thought they would have been, I feel like there could have been so many wild card picks. Like, we talked about Bianca last week. I think that there's so many.
Of course.
Right, I think there are so many people that could have been eligible for the wild card pick, but again, to your earlier point, it would have been good to know what was the criteria. Was it like these people had the highest number of votes of all the people who didn't make it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did this come from? Because right now it's just kind of like, was it like, how did you come up with this?
Right.
And then she came back and she made it all the way to second place.
Okay. Whoa. I'm telling her I am, guys. I'm tearing my paper.
That's how mad we are.
So, okay. Fourth place, Christina Ramos ended in fourth place. She should not have been in fourth place. Mm-mm. She should have easily been in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Or even top two. I think she was abusing, amazing, mm-hmm. literally a powerhouse. Like, she had talent, and she was a champion. And I'm just upset that whoever these super fans are, let her slip through the cracks like that. Because yeah. I don't think... The voters appreciated true talent.
Right.
And I think the judge, I don't know, we say that this is new. I think this is the first champions.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're just still testing the waters. Maybe that's maybe. What it could be. But they should definitely come up with a better way, because there were so many people who just deserved to
right.
go on. But yeah, how do you feel about Christina being in fourth?
I'm on the same page as you. I think if we had to choose from the top five that was given to us, I would have put Darcy in fifth. And this is where I would have, honestly, as funny and as much personality as we saw at the end, this is where I would have put Preacher.
Mm.
You know, compared yeah. to the other people in this top five, that's where I would have mm-hmm. put him. But also, like, you were talking earlier, and I was just thinking about the fact that this is, like, the world championship. And I wonder how it would have been different if they would have included super fans from, like, around the globe. Mm-hmm. Like, because right now they're all American. They're all, like, yeah. from the U.S. But it would have been interesting to hear, like, what do... Like, if they had a representative or, yeah, from every country yeah. that participated, like, would it have changed? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is... Given our top five that the super fans chose, I think this is probably where I would have put Preacher. I don't know. What do you... Yeah, kind of my thought.
Yeah, I agree. Darcy would have been fifth. Then it would have been Preacher. And then, going on into our third, it was Ksenia Semenova, but I definitely think maybe Christina could have been that third, and then that would have bumped Ksenia up to second.
Mm-hmm.
But she was amazing. Literally loved her. I was like... She blew me away from when I first saw her. She yeah. was amazing. Completely talented, gifted. How can you just... Someone can just do art with sand. That mm-hmm. is so not... No one can just easily do that.
And well-timed, too.
Well-timed.
Yeah.
All of that. That's a special kind of skill. And I was happy that she did make it to the top five, but I also think that she was one who was cheated.
Mm-hmm.
She was definitely cheated, and she should not have been eliminated before Darcy Lynn.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the top three should have been Ksenia... Christina.
Say that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think what I'm trying to say is, like, I think it could have been in any order. Like, I would have been okay with it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Ksenia could have been second or third. You know, yeah. I think that should have been, like, the top three out of these five. But yeah, I think she was cheated as well. It was yeah. like, really? Like, I actually had an emotional connection. She told a story. It was well timed. She's working with sand, which mm-hmm. is really hard to work with. So yeah, I agree. She was cheated.
Yeah, she was definitely cheated. She was amazing. Like, I love Christina Ramos, but I would have saw her winning over yeah
yep.
everyone. But so we go into second place, and second place was our good friend Darcy Lynn. We don't think Darcy deserved it, but yeah, we weren't the super fans that voted, but good for her. And then our winner was Shin Lim.
Yes.
Now Shin Lim was just amazing from the beginning, and mm-hmm. I think he deserves it.
He's really good.
He was one of the best magician acts.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, he had just won America's Got Talent, came back and did Champions. I just completely respect him and how humble he is to even come back. He could have easily been like, I'm already a winner. Why yeah. would I go for it again? But he pushed himself to another level. And every time he did something, it always amazed me. It was always mm-hmm. just like, how did that happen? What did you do? He deserved this title.
Absolutely.
No matter Insane, how yeah. this little top five rundown goes, I think he deserved to be the number one champion.
I will say that he was one of the few performances throughout the season where my, like, I literally had a jaw drop, and it was consistent. It wasn't like, you know, oh, this performance was all right, but this performance was better. Mm-hmm. There were moments in every performance where I was like, how did he do that? Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I think that any three of them could have won, but I think Shin just saved the entire episode for us because we were both just like, what is happening this entire
Darcy,
time?
We were watching, like, if Darcy would have won, we would have took off our headphones and
threw it. Right, we would have probably, like, ran out of the building. Like, that saved the episode for me. It made all of the hour and a half of nonsense.
Yeah, and then, like, I think last week we touched on just the definition of a champion, mm-hmm. and how they brought back people who overcame things, and, like, it made the show more than just a talent show. It was mm-hmm. like, wow, we're actually watching true people who are normal, everyday champions compete for a champion title. And I think Shin Lim deserved that simply because he's a champion in his own way. Because, like I said, he won America's Got Talent, then he came back and won this. That's a champion to go ahead and do it all over again after you just won a title. I think I think it was a well deserved. Right.
He was so humble too. You could tell he was legitimately nervous. He wasn't mm-hmm. up there like, oh, I've got this in the bag. Like, mm-hmm. you could tell that he thought to himself, like, there's a chance I may mm-hmm. not win. And to me, that's the coolest, is because he didn't come back with this haughty attitude, like, oh, I just won. Like, I'm totally going to win this. He brought it every single time, and he worked mm-hmm. to win. So I'm not mad at all at him winning. I think, like I said, it definitely saved the episode for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I just feel like there were so many people that, in my opinion, could have won. And I guess I could just go ahead into our next segment. Our special segment, we're going to discuss who we think should have been in the top three and who our winner would have been.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Exciting. So, okay, since we're talking about this, yes, Shin Lim was amazing, but my top three would have been Ksenia Semenova, Christina Ramos, and Shin Lim. And I personally would have given the champion to Ksenia Semenova. I think Shin Lim was amazing, and he was good, and like I said, he was a champion, but I personally would have given it to her. I think she was just a talent that we've never seen before. That's true. I don't know how we just literally let that slip through the cracks. She was so unique in her own way.
That's a good point.
What about you?
Oh, man. I think... Okay, so I would have put Christina in third simply because, and this is not anything against singers, but I think it's cool for a talent competition for a singer to not win that. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many, there's The Voice, there's American, there's so many mm-hmm. competitions dedicated to singers. So I think it would be cool to see another talent win. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, it's between Ksenia and Shin. Okay, I love Ksenia. Mm-hmm. But I think her first performance was better than her second.
Mm.
And Shin, I thought every performance, he was consistent. Like, even tonight's performance, which she could have bombed and it wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was consistent. So for that, just that alone, I stick with Shin.
Really?
Just for that.
That's a good point. That's a valid point. You're going based off of just acts, and I'm going based off of just, like, just something new, something mm-hmm. fresh. I think that's cool. But I mean, we both agree that it shouldn't have been our friend.
It should not have been Darcy Lim. I think we're both on the same page about that.
Yeah. But I think that, do you have anything else to share about this episode?
No, other than, you know, the dragon situation, which I will never, ever let go.
Yeah, I wouldn't let go of that either. All of these shameless plugs were kind of interesting.
Right. But I mean, I love Melissa Primero, and I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it was cool. Okay, that I could deal with, because mm-hmm. it was ultimately Shin's performance.
Yeah.
But, if they could just have more performances from the people in the top 12 next go-round, That would be great.
That would be amazing. Yes. And like I said, I think it's new. They probably still have some kinks to figure out. And this could have been just one of those tests and trials. But yeah. I'm hoping if there is a Champions 2, we have a little more, a better structure.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how they change it, especially since, like, remember when Brian was here, he brought up the backlash. And now as soon as we saw his round, we were like, that's what he was talking about.
Because he definitely said, what do you think about the voting? And we were like, huh? And now it's just like, oh, the voting.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what changes. Like I said, I really think that they should have representatives from other countries. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's what makes them truly world champions.
Right.
Like, you need to get people from different demographics.
Mm-hmm. And even if it was just like super fans from Britain, we had a lot of people from the Britain's Got Talent or Ukraine, like all of the different ones, those at least the countries that are being represented on the show.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even when it comes to the wild card, I think it would have been cool to have us, even if they're going to stick with the super fan thing, like maybe if we could have had a live vote for the wild card or like done a week-long voting for the wild card, I think that should have been a fan choice, you know, or at least if it was from the producers, give us an explanation like these people
randomly came up, right? It was just like, oh, they're back. Like, what? Why?
Right. Why them? There are other people that did just as well or maybe even thought better.
Yeah. And it was like people who were already kind of popular and well known. I think that's what kind of got under my skin too. Like, they already had this found fame and I don't know. I just think other people just deserved it. But thank you guys for tuning in this season. We've loved talking to you guys about America's Got Talent Champions, and hopefully we'll be back again. Princess, let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Love Always Princess, and I'm also on Facebook. I'm under Princess Carol with 2 R's and 2 L's. It's been a great season.
Yes,
I'm so sad it's going away.
I know, but we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Tyra Prude.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.